creation days. Who's ever asked me, Malach, Rabbi Shabbat, Tamat HaShayif, Apple Pish, any of the drama, and we join. And he grabs the name of the Shabbat. We pass on the hill. I hope that any Malach that you started before Shabbat, you're allowed to do, even though the Malach will continue throughout Shabbat, since you didn't do the act on Shabbat. The going, Lisha, Zyoi, Salamonim, Bamayim, the Hemishim, Kol HaShabbat. Look. The latter soak dye in water, and it causes the dye to get absorbed into the water. That is a malacha. The Shabbos has come out, it's like making a paste out of it, type of yibu, or tovei, like we said before, you color in the water. Either way it is, as long as you did your act before Shabbos, even though it continues throughout Shabbos, permitted. Okay? The law says, unim, shapishtim, the time of the day, she's lavna. They used to take fibers of flax and put them in the oven, cook them up, and that will cause them to get more white. That is permitted as long as you put them on the fire before Shabbos, and there's no concern that you may stir it up because it's not good for it to open up the cover of the spot while the flax fibers are inside of it. So no one's going to touch it, you just leave it alone. Rafil Eino Ala Ish Loseis Unin Shalpish Latani Deish Islamu, to put the flax fibers into the tanner to wipe it up before Shabbos. Plus, it's sent to the Yoyah, Shayna La Eish, the two of the feet, or you could put wool into also the cauldron that has dye in it, and the dye gets absorbed into the wool in the course of Shabbos. Now, over here, the thing is permitted, where it's not on the fire, and it's also still called Shayna La Eish, also, Shayna Yechata. If we're concerned that you may stir up the coals to get the burn and heat up the wool there. But for your inhalation, you may not do it, but also, some young is looking at the cat. If you're concerned by this wool, and you stir it up, even if it's not on the fire, this is also part of the dying process. It's okay. And make it the Kayla, Philo, Ena, Ala, Ash, Primation of Vashem. The thing here, that the pot is still hot, by stirring it up, that's considered a type of visual. Kiddush over here, even if he's been cooking for a while, he's still not as stirred it up because the stirring helps the dyeing process, the absorption of the dye into the wool. Now, Mr. Brewer says that this issue of having to be off the fire and sealed off because of the concern of stirring, he's talking about the wool that has to absorb the dye. It's a normal thing to stir it up. But by the pishtun, the flax, that's not an issue of it absorbing anything, it's just cooking it. Over there he says even if it's not sealed with seed, still, we're not concerned you can open it up and stir it or steal the coals because, in the case of the fish stone, having it opened up is not good for the fish. Meshuga, Muta, Lifroy, Sulsaiva, Oysters, the dog, being set in the shop, you'll have a set of traps, even though it will catch things on Shabbos, that's permitted. A common situation of that is if you have a mice trap or something, you'll have a set of people with Shabbos.